Decades before the Women's March on Washington was born, Eileen Hernandez began her lifelong fight for women's rights. She died on February 13th at the age of 90 from complications of dementia. Hernandez was the first woman of color to serve as president of the National Organization for Women, and she was the first woman appointed to the Equal Employment Opportunity Council.
Eileen, she was just nonstop.
Desi Woods Jones knew Hernandez for more than 50 years.
She was eloquent to me inside and out, but she was also a serious woman. She was sincere about her passion and her work.
Desi Woods Jones and Eileen Hernandez first worked together to found the activist group Black Women Organizing for Political Action. The two of them, along with 11 others, wanted to see more women, particularly more women of color, run for office and join the feminist movement.
It was very important from Eileen's perspective that all women were facing injustices and that we needed to have a presence. I'll quote, at that time, what we referred to in the white women's and the feminist movement, where there was really not in that time, a lot of women of color engaged in what we call the feminist movement.
The world has changed since then. Woods Jones says that is thanks in part to pioneers like her friend, Eileen Hernandez.
You know, we often, as things pass, it's all about now, and we forget the history and the trailblazers that laid the ground for what is going on today. And from that perspective, she clearly was one of those trailblazers, especially for women and also, of course, for African-American women in particular. But across the board, she made a difference and she inspired thousands of people.
That was Desi Woods Jones speaking about Eileen Hernandez, who died at age 90 last month.